fine. Anyone having any questions about that? Okay. Please talk about walking meditation. Okay. Keep it simple. First, you move one leg, then you walk the other leg. Nice and easy. No, with walking meditation. You know, it's really hard to sit all the time, to sit hour after hour after hour after hour. So you can balance the sitting meditation with the walking meditation. So you can either use one of the three rooms, you know, which we've got these amazing walking meditation paths. I said the red carpet treatment for you. So the reason we put those red carpets in there is because actually it guides you. That's what you have to walk on. Because if we didn't have those red carpets, there'd be somebody who takes one corner, walks to the other corner. So no one else would be able to use that room at all. So by putting those carpets there, you know, you have to put on the carpet. You can't walk now crosswise. So it means that many, many people can walk meditation in there. And if someone else is walking meditation in there, remember, it's not a competition of who can walk the slowest. Which is sometimes happens, you know, you're walking there and someone else says, they go really slow, I better slow down a bit. So it's nothing to do with that. You don't have to walk slow, you don't have to walk fast. You can just walk at your natural pace. Which reminds me of an old joke. There was, some, many of you have heard this one before, it's a really good, real meditation retreat joke. There's this person, he'd been on a meditation retreat for 9 days. And you do actually find that people do actually slow down. You walk very slowly, you talk very slowly, because you get much more mindful, even picking things up. You pick it up and you notice all these amazing sensations when you pick things up or you put it down again. You do things very slowly. So after the 9-day retreat, the fellow went back to work and he was working in Perth Zoo. And so when the head keeper saw him, you know, coming to work, walking very slowly and mindfully, he thought, what am I going to do with this guy today? And so he thought he had this brilliant idea. He said, I know, I'm going to put you in charge of the tortoise enclosure. They said, obvious thing, because a tortoise go really slowly. So if you've been on a meditation retreat, you work in the zoo, that's the best thing to do, you know, look after the tortoises. So he told the head keeper, yes, I will look after the tortoises. And he walked very slowly and mindfully to the tortoise enclosure. And at lunchtime, the head keeper decided to check up on him. And there he was, in front of the tortoise enclosure, with the gate open, and all the tortoises had escaped. And the head keeper asked, what happened? Well, said the meditator, I opened the gate and whoosh. That's an old meditation teacher's joke. Because when you really go slow, even tortoises whoosh. So anyway, that you can go fast, you can go slow. You know, in the Thai tradition, many people actually, they do walking meditation really fast. So you can do it whichever way you like. Keep it natural. So the most important thing is, when you're doing the walking meditation, it doesn't matter if you're walking fast or slow, number one, present moment awareness. So you're just being here. You're not thinking of where you're going to get to. Because the nice thing about walking meditation, you always end up where you started. You don't get anywhere. That's a wonderful thing. You know, people actually walk to get somewhere. They walk to get to the shops. You know, they walk to get home. They walk to get to the bus stop. But here, you don't get anywhere. You go to the end, you come back again. You end up where you started. Isn't that brilliant? No attainments, not getting anywhere. It's wonderful to do things without sort of a goal. You're just walking. So, in the present moment, just being here. Number two, silence. So don't go having a conversation in your head while you're doing the walking. So present moment awareness, silence. And then you can start to feel the sensations in your feet. That's the thing which is moving. Your feet are moving. So just be with the very wonderful feelings of your feet moving, touching the carpet. What does it feel like for the soles of your feet to touch that carpet? Just savor as many sensations as you can. What's it like when the foot moves up from the carpet and moves forward through the air? How does it move through the air? What part of the foot leaves the carpet first? And what part of your foot touches the carpet first? So you get to be really interested in all the movements and sensations in the feet as they're moving. So that becomes your focus. In the present moment, silence, you just go to the end. When you get to the end, you turn around and come back again. Becomes a very peaceful, beautiful meditation. And it's to be encouraged. However, if you find that's difficult because you're not really calm enough yet and you want something else to do, the other type of walking meditation we encourage in this joint is to repeat a little mantra as your walking meditation. And there are many, many mantras which people use when they're doing walking meditation, but the one we recommend here is this. As you move your left foot, say you move, now maybe you move your right foot first of all, the right foot goes forward, and you recite to yourself the words, "I will die." And as the left foot moves, that's for sure. I will die, that's for sure. I will die, that's for sure. No, it's not just a joke. You think it's funny, but it's great. Try it. Because, yeah, the first day to that meditation, I will die, that's for sure. This is stupid. This is a joke. And then after, you know, a few backwards and forwards, you think, actually, this is absolutely true. Or the other thing that monk said, you know, maybe right, maybe not right, but that's certainly, I can trust that one. That's Dhamma. That's truth. And I think, my God, that's actually true. I will die, that's for sure. And then that really brings you into this present moment. The next thing you do, you come across fear. You know, I will die, that's for sure. Are you ready to die yet? Very few people are. I will die, that's for sure. But you carry on walking. And once you've gone past the fear, you have this beautiful sense of freedom. I will die, that's for sure. So what am I worried about all this stuff for? What am I worried about the economy, about family, about health? I'm going to die anyway. So, you know, why do you keep all this health food? You're going to die anyway. Get it out and get over and done with. You know, die with a happy smile on your face. So what it does, it gets you very detached from most of the things you worry about, trying to keep alive, trying to sort of keep healthy, trying to keep sort of financially solvent, trying to keep your relationships together. They're all going to sort of fade away, disappear. So isn't that wonderful? I will die, that's for sure. I can be totally free. I don't have to worry about anything at all. I will die, that's for sure. So you feel you go to a place of detachment. Because in the face of, you know, your impending death, what's there to worry about? Nothing. So that actually becomes a very beautiful meditation. I will die, that's for sure. I will die, that's for sure. I will die, that's for sure. And see what happens. But please don't die on this retreat. When you get home, fine. Because it'll be a very big problem for the caretaker. And so is that okay, please? Make a promise. Don't be stubborn. So next question here. As I was taking a walk around a